Once again, we say welcome aboard. It's good to be with you at this time, Brother Munn speaking. Our program here called A Fisherman's 5-Minute Look at the Book. This old fisherman this week has been talking about man. What about man? What about his generation? We find the only true source of information on man would be God's book, the Bible. So we had to go to the very beginning, the book of Genesis, Genesis chapter 1. We've said this so far this week, that mankind was created by the direct act of God. All right, if in the beginning God created the heaven and the earth, then I tell you what, there's an attack upon atheism, there's an attack upon all your mythology, attack upon all your philosophers, as far as the scripture is concerned, here we have in the first 10 words in the Bible, all the elements of science, time and space and motion and matter and energy. Man was created by the direct act of God. Verse 27, so God created man. Evolution? That's a religion in itself. You'd have to have something wrong with your mind, something wrong with your brain to believe in such, with all the facts showing that there is a God. As far as mankind himself is concerned, he's not only created by the direct act of God, but created in God's divine image. What does God look like? When Jesus was here on this earth, Jesus said, he that hath seen me hath seen the Father. You said God's a spirit, but he can manifest himself to the eye of man. So, mankind has God. We think about God. We think about the Trinity, the Godhead, the Father, the Son, and the Holy Spirit. Man is the same. He has body, soul, and spirit. And then we talked about how that man was created yesterday with responsibilities. This is his generation. All right, how do we conclude? We concluded by knowing that there was a perfect being that created a perfect being was created by a perfect God and put in a perfect place. What? To live forever in a perfect way. We got four perfects there. Anyway, what happened? There's an enemy. The enemy is mad. What takes place? All the enemy has mankind seduced. We have in Genesis chapter 3, and the serpent, or now the serpent, was more subtle than any beast of the field which the Lord God had made, and he said unto the woman. Hard he takes and tries to raise doubt in the mind of this woman concerning this God. And sure enough, he causes her to fall, and when the woman saw that the tree was good for food, man was to obey God. One stipulation, stay away from one tree. But the woman saw that the tree was good for food, that it was pleasant to the eyes and a tree to be desired to make one wise. She took the fruit thereof and did eat, and gave also unto her husband with her, and he did eat. Mankind created to live in perfect accord and harmony with God, but he forfeited this blessed position through disobedience and sin. The fall of man, not a fall upward, not like evolution, but a fall downward. Not evolution, but you have to put a D in the front of this. E-V-O-L-U-T-I-O-N. All right. The opposite. Man now is a deposed monarch. Some said there are 5 steps to the fall of man. Genesis chapter 3, verse 1 through 6. He listened to slanders against God. He doubted God's word. Yea, hath God said. He looked upon the forbidden fruit. He lusted after that was prohibited. And he disobeyed God's clear command. He listened and doubted and looked and lusted and disobeyed. 5 steps to get man where he is today. Mankind today, a disposed monarch. No more a king. His body is diseased now and death-ridden. Our conscience can be seared now with a hot iron. Our mind is of the flesh. Our heart is deceitful. Our spirit is dead. We're under God's wrath. We're guilty before God. We're called children of wrath, a child of the devil. Every part of his nature tainted by sin. We think about as far as the old body is concerned. Depraved. You can read about it in Romans chapter 1 and in Romans chapter 3. Sin now is universal. Loss of communication with God. Now under condemnation. What happened to man? Sin divided. Sin broke that communication. Man's degeneration. Is there hope? Outside of hope from God, there is no hope. But with God, there's hope of regeneration. Now until tomorrow, Fisher Mund saying goodbye.